Welcome back to Right Side Radio, where you are on the right side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP having a very lively discussion about voting systems. We started out talking about Venezuela and it ended up being so much more. There's a lot to dig into.
Yeah, and I don't know where we want to go from there. But during the break, y'all, you were looking at X and you came across, and I didn't know this, that Tommy Tuberville made a statement about the Islamic Academy in Alabama, the whole situation.
I got quotes here if we want to talk about it. So he put up some tweets before it happened last night, or was it last night or 2 nights ago?
The night before, yeah.
The night before when they had their, you know, meeting about it. But I'm reading here an article from 1819 News says, quote, well, he went on a podcast and said, quote, I'll be damned if we're going to do that, talking about the Islamic Academy plans. He said, we have 50 states in this country. Muslim communities are moving everywhere. Every state, they're building mosques. They're having five prayers a day. They're pushing this cult on everybody across the country. Now the people who are vulnerable are obviously our young people who are in these woke universities. We've got to talk about it, he said. He said, there's a school that's a Muslim school in that area. They want a larger area where they can build a bigger school, infiltrate more, and bring in more young people and teach them the Muslim faith, he explained. I'm a senator right now, and I'm going to fight it. In the future, in a year, I'll be the governor, and I'll be damned if we're going to do that. In the state of Alabama, we're going to protect the people of Alabama. We're going to protect our Constitution. We're going to protect our state. We're going to protect our country.
Thank you, Tommy.
So he knows there's one in Homewood currently. It's been there since 1995. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't know what you can do about that, but you can stop them from expanding.
Yeah.
And basically, my understanding, I watched the meeting, but I was kind of in and out because it lasted like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is they basically admitted that the community center was going to be and serve as like a mosque, which means prayer five times a day over the loudspeaker. Mm. Lots of people coming in and out. What?
So just remember when they say, we're just peaceful. Mm. We're just innocent. We're just so happy to be in your community. They did have to admit what they were actually up to. We're not crazy.
Yeah.
We choose no. Okay. We just no to that.
Can we have a hat tip to Tuberville too? Because he's been a champion on so many big issues as a senator, but this being one of them. I think he actually is trying to file a bill to ban Sharia law in America. And, you know, he's being so vocal on the Muslim issue. So, Senator Tuberville, who a lot of people were wondering how he would do as a senator, you know, being an outsider of politics, he's been awesome. He's been so effective. And I look forward to seeing all the stuff he's going to get accomplished as governor. But it's just so nice to have somebody with a pulse, you know, leading, you know, our state on the global stage. But also, you know, he's up in D.C. He doesn't have to talk about, you know, local Alabama stuff like that. I mean, I know he's running for governor, but still, I mean, to make a point to talk about it, I think is big.
It's very big. And by the way, Chris reminded me of this a couple of days ago. Do you guys know the name Geert Wilders? Have you heard of that name before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. This is worth it. This is buy this book for your friends for Christmas or family or get it for yourself. This is, he's a member of the House of Representatives in the Netherlands. He had to go into hiding because he dared speak out against Islam in the Netherlands. And for a good while, lived in hiding, lived in secrecy, was in fear of his life. And he is now basically one of the leaders in their parliament and is an incredible human being. If you want to read what it is like and what was happening there 15 and 20 years ago, get the book. It is just, the name is weird, so you'll remember it. It's G-E-E-R-T. And it sounds like Wilder, but it's Wilders, Geert Wilders. Get the book if you want to really understand. Chris found it first years ago when you read it and you thought, that's not ever going to happen here. Except here we are having these conversations. And it's a great blueprint because now he is one of the leaders there and they are beginning to turn things around. But it's a great book and he reminded me that he wanted to share with y'all because you are an intelligent audience, and we're always looking for resources to share with one another. This is one I cannot, like, run, order it right now. Like, do it.
Yeah. I don't know if Tuberville read that book, but JP, to what you're saying, I am actually really impressed that he spoke to that, and especially since it was in our community, and we followed that closely, that means a lot. And because and Emily Jones talked about this yesterday on the show, how a lot of elected officials, and especially when you get so far away in D.C., you're literally in the ivory tower, in the marble halls, and you don't really have your pulse, the pulse of what's happening in your community. So that does, that is pretty impressive. I'm not sure what the governor can do about it. We need to look into that.
But at the very least, it's giving air cover to
No, absolutely. Like us, and I think that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to put ourselves out there and talk about it. And, I mean, he's taken so many hits. He's probably over it at this point, doesn't even care. And that's what we need. It's pretty impressive. So when we come back, I think we need to finish a COVID conversation. Venezuela, we've got Putin's comments, hot flash news. I mean, we still have a lot of show to do.
Yeah, we do.
It'll be fun. We'll be back.